Imagine spending 3 months on a windy patch of land at the tip of Alaska's Aleutian Islands. No internet, no cell phones, and not much of a social scene besides the millions of seabirds who flock to Bull Deer Island to build their nests. For some wildlife biologists, that sounds like paradise, and they'll do just about anything for the chance to work on the island. Reporter Lauren Rosenthal traveled to Bull Deer and has our story.
It's the night before Ryan Mong is scheduled to start work. He crawls into the cargo hold of the research vessel Tekla and runs down his list of supplies.
All these white boxes are the food that we've ordered from a distributor, packed up the things we really like. The srirachas, like the stuff that you just always have a lot of back home.
And can't get on Bull Deer Island. It's in the Bering Sea, more than 1,000 miles from Anchorage and 80 miles from the next closest island in the Aleutian chain. It's so isolated there are no land-based predators for the seabirds whose colonies here have exploded. Bull Deer is now the most diverse nesting spot in the entire Northern Hemisphere and a research station for the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. It's also a legend among field biologists like Ryan Mong.
You know, it's like, oh, you get to ride a boat for 2 weeks out to the end of the Aleutian chain, and there's so many seabirds that they're going to hypnotize you. So I immediately got on the email, sent the resume off.
It took 3 years, but Mong finally won a job studying bird nests on Bull Deer with two other scientists. He knows it's not for everyone.
To describe it to my family, I just call it, you know, National Geographic syndrome. You want to go to the wildest places, the places with the most species, enjoy the show, and it's quite a show.
Once the ship pulls up to Bull Deer, Mong and his colleagues start moving hundreds of pounds of food and tools into an inflatable skiff. From there, they ferry each load onto the beach. The crew of the research vessel lends a hand, along with Jeff Williams, assistant manager of the Alaska Maritime Refuge. As he waits for more cargo, Williams points to a boulder resting on the shore.
Where that puffin just landed right there, you might find like four or five burrows around this rock, and storm petrel is nesting in that grass tussock on top and puffins underneath and from different angles, and it's just Swiss cheese just really describes it.
Finding the holes that seabirds live in is the first step to doing research on Bull Deer. Every time Williams hires a new crew, he has them chart out a handful of nests from different species. Then the team hikes back over the course of the summer to see how many eggs hatch and what happens to the chicks. It's all part of a long-term project to pick out trends in bird populations. It also provides clues about possible changes in the oceans around Bull Deer. And it all starts here.
If you think about it, every one of these bird poops, there's millions of them. So it's like millions and millions of pounds of fertilizer coming onto this. So it creates this vegetation that's super dense and rank. I bring machetes and stuff for people to cut their way through the pass.
The weather is bad, the days are long, and the pay is about $15 an hour. William says it takes a special kind of person to sign up, or a special kind of couple.
It's beautiful. I'm excited to get on.
It looks a little daunting with these waves coming in as it is.
Before they came to Bull Deer Island, Mackenzie Mudge and Kevin Pietschak met at a research site in Antarctica.
And so they hired me on, and I trained Mackenzie. And after that, we traveled together and had a good time.
When was that?
2008, 9?
9-10?
Yeah,
9-10. How do you keep all of it straight?
I don't.
It's not uncommon for scientists to fall in love with each other in the field. But for the most part, Mudge and Pietschak have stayed there, studying birds from Chile all the way up to Alaska's North Slope.
It's different. It's kind of weird to go back down to Southern California and see my friends that have houses and families and kids of their own. And I'm like, well, I've got to see a lot of the world. That's really cool, right?
The boxes are all unloaded, and Ryan Mong is pulling on his hip waders, ready to push the skiff back out to sea one last time and get down to work.
You know, everybody always, like, says Bull Deer is a big life changer, but it's just, I don't know, you just feel lucky getting to do it. Because, you know, most people, they just get to come out once or so.
So this might be it?
Yeah, I like living like that.
Does it sound okay? Because I'm in a restaurant right now. I don't know if it's too loud.
It's been 2 months since I last talked to Ryan Mong, and a lot's changed. For one thing, he's not on Bull Deer Island anymore. Mong had to leave after he accidentally cut his hand on a machete.
luckily the doctor told me there'd be no permanent damage and that I just need to start doing physical therapy.
Injury aside, Monk says the island was everything he hoped, and spending so much time working with a couple like Mudge and Pietschak got him thinking.
Kind of hit me. Kind of need to go settle down with with my loved one and make her mine for the long run. So I decided out on Baldir that it's finally time to propose to my girlfriend and brought it up with her. Unfortunately, on the phone.
Mong followed up in person, bicycling 300 miles to where his girlfriend works in Colorado. When he got there and asked again, this time the answer was yes. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.
So beautiful. Aww. I'm glad you didn't change your mind either. Lauren's story came to us from Alaska Public Media.